This is Mucho African Radio, PEI. My name is Chavez. On Mucho Radio, we amplify community voices, building bridges by sharing our stories our way, coming together, value our identity. The culture connects people. Welcome on Mucho African Radio, PEI.
My name is Raquel Smith from Charlottetown, PEI. Today, I am at the Atlantic Black Policy Conference in association with the Black Cultural Society of PEI. Today, I'll be introducing one of the panelists, Khadijah Anderson from St. John's. Welcome to Mucho African Radio, PEI.
Thank you so much for having me today. My name is Reuben Khadijah Anderson, and I am from originally Trinidad and Tobago, but I have been living in Newfoundland, Labrador for the past 5 years. I am actually one of the organizers of this. However, I will say that this entire conference was organized mainly by the Black Cultural Society of PEI and the truly astounding leadership of Tamara Steele. So about myself, I am the current president of Black Lives Matter Newfoundland and Labrador, and as well as a member of Inspiring Communities, the Atlantic Changemakers Council, as well as a member of the Anti-Racism Coalition of Newfoundland and Labrador. The main intention behind this conference is to discuss to explore the idea of public policy and to really embrace collaboration through understanding the really importance of public policy and how critical it is to develop truly equitable spaces. And this session really explores what it's really like to be a North Star for Black policy within the region. And it's really, really important because we're essentially discussing all of this policy as it pertains to every facet of our lives, because Black people, just like non-racialized people, we have multiple intersections that we've got to go through day to day. So how it happens with education, if anti-Blackness is present in any type of community engagement, if it's present in cultural and heritage, all of these things are panels where we're discussing what does public policy mean? How can we better engage our communities? Because we know that Blackness is not really a monolith, right? There are multiple Black communities that really make up Blackness in every province. Even within PEI, I've met people from Uganda, I've met people from Ghana, I've met from Nigeria, I've met people from Jamaica, I've met people from all over, and even a lot, and of course, you'll have a very deep Black community here from the Bog and from all of these people. And just also from the Black loyalists from Halifax and Nova Scotia who came across from since then. So you'll have a deep, so many facets of Blackness, and it's really to engage and interact with them all. I came with but for this particular presentation, my panel was on community engagement and what that looks like through a Black perspective. What is it that really, what are some of the barriers? What are some of the things that affect us? What do we need to really thrive, not just survive? What are some of these things? What are some of the key takeaways? What do we want people to know? And I would like to say, there's this idea that, we had the issue of, the murder of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and how that pushed the world to be where we are today, we're moving the needle forward when we're discussing anti-Black racism and how that manifests in a Canadian perspective. And not only that, through an island perspective, through everywhere. I think that's really important. We are open to everyone because, let's be clear, when we're talking about how do we, or anti-Black racism, and when we're talking about how do we engage people, is everybody as well needs to know that, right? with everybody has like a stake in that, like non-racialized people, allies of Blackness who want to support, that they can come, they can learn, they can listen. We literally, we have tickets on sale really affordably, and we're really encouraging people to come out as well, because we have quite a number of people in attendance. We have quite a number of speakers from all over Atlantic Canada, not only myself from Newfoundland Labrador, but we also have Bush Virgin Maid. We also have people from PEI right here. We have so many different perspectives of what is going on, not just as pertains to Blackness, but as pertains to whatever ethnic region we really identify with, as pertains to our geographical location that we identify with, because I have multiple intersections. For example, I am Trinidadian, however, I'm also a Newfoundlander. So, like, what does that mean to me as in PEI and these conversations? And really, not just that, but the idea of the North Atlantic, everything being like, in such a way, we are, how to describe it? It doesn't matter who our borders, but we all have issues and how we can come together to grow and thrive and really have that economic system together, whether it be cultural, whether it be financial, whether it be, you know, those type of community conversations. So I think the theme for this is community. How else are we to tell our stories in their full totality unless we are the ones telling it? I think that that type of connectivity, like the radio, has long since been a way that activists and like movements have started, have been connected. That's how information is disseminated, even if it's like done through a virtual platform or not, right? It's something that always happens. It's something that's really important. I think that it would be so important to have those lines of connectivity open, because honestly, it's not cheap to do anything as it pertains to, like we need funding, we need support, we need that type of buy-in from the government to really support those types of things, because then we don't have to worry about being misrepresented. We have to worry about meeting quotas, because we already have what is for us by us, because we know what we want more than anybody can. I think having that, those connectivity, having those open lines of communication to come together, to speak, to interact, to just like have a safe space that people can engage with multiple spaces, but so that they have a space that they will always be welcome to be at. I think that's really powerful.
Well, this has been an amazing show. I just want to thank you for your time today. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in. I hope to see you next time on Mucho African Radio PEI.